study of commuter rail routes to the Lake Norman area will continue as planned. Charlotte Area Transit Systems Board voted last night against one member's call to end the study midstream and divert the savings to buses. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
The Metropolitan Transportation Commission voted 7-1 to continue the study of alternate routes for the Red Line Rail Project from Charlotte to Mooresville. Now about one-third complete, it began after CATS was unable to negotiate a deal for its long-preferred route using existing tracks controlled by Norfolk Southern. The freight railroad won't agree to allow passenger trains on its tracks. Commission member and Huntersville Mayor John Anarella argued that the study was a waste of money.
I would like to stop the study because we don't think it's warranted. We think the line where it is today is where it should be, and we should just negotiate better with Norfolk Southern.
He proposed spending any savings from the cancellation on improved bus service, commuter parking, and bus shelters. Mayor Rusty Knox of Davidson disagreed.
I think we're too far along in the study right now to not finish it.
Knox then asked CATS CEO John Lewis to make sure the North Mecklenburg towns get the services they deserve, whether that's rail or buses. Lewis tried to reassure Anarella that the study would not dictate a shift away from using the existing tracks, known as the O-Line.
You will not receive a recommendation from staff on a new alignment. We're very clear that it is the preferred decision of this board to move forward with the O-Line. What this study will give us is an alternative if we are not successful in that.
The $3.9 million study, which also looks at west and southeast transit corridors, is expected to be completed in December. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.